Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday. You know what that means. It is Friday Eve. We are coming to you live, of course, from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show every Thursday. So not only is it Friday Eve, it's Christmas Eve. It is the Eve of all Eves. And yeah, we'll be here next week, too, for New Year's Eve. So we are going to eve you out to close out 2020. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for joining. This is PLR coming to you live, like I said, from Maduro's. And we're brought to you, of course, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 Alma School. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down here. Make sure you check them out. This is the place to watch every sporting event in the world. Get your cigar. They serve beer and wine. Get on down here, become a club member, get a locker back up to the humidor. So when you buy your steaks, you never have to worry about them getting bad. So come down here, hassle-free, check it out. If for anywhere you can't make it down physically, no worries. Go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com. Get your steaks ordered early enough in the day. They will ship on the same day. All that's done here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And make sure when you come down, you let them know the PLR sent you. Get 10% off your cigar purchase. All righty, we got a loaded one for you today. I know I worked a little bit in reverse order, but that's okay with us. We're talking NFL, NBA. I got the picks for you, and you know I got my main man ready to go with these picks with me as well. I kind of want to talk about who's going to make the playoffs from each conference and give you my NFL power ranking going into the weekend. Hanging out with me today, the one, the only, you know, Ed Cole, the man himself, the former digital media director over with the Washington Football Team, Inside Sports, very own, and of course, huge sports personality here in the Valley. My brother, my partner in crime, thank you for joining me today. The one, the only, Ed Cole on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. And I lost him. We were ready to roll, and we lost him. You gotta love technology. Gotta love technology. So hopefully we'll get him back here. Hopefully we'll get him back here in a second. But yeah, I do want to get into a lot of the stuff. The NBA aired last night. You know what? Here we go. I don't know. Sorry about that. I wonder if it was me or him. But like I said, it's the one, the only, my brother, my partner in crime, Ed Cole. I think I lost you when I was trying to bring you on. I apologize.
That's all right. Merry Christmas, bro.
Hey, man. And a happy Kris Kringle to you, too. You know, a lot of these young cats, they don't know about Kris Kringle.
Right. Yep, they don't know about that.
What's going on with you today?
Hey, man, just running around. You know, it is last second getting gifts and stuff. And we had just hanging out with the family earlier today. We did like a little Secret Santa kind of little thing with the grandparents and just hanging out with them. And, you know, before I had to come back and talk sports with you, brother.
Let me ask you, did you get a G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip?
Nah, I thought I got a gag gift. I opened the box and there was nothing in there. But then I started looking further, then there was a gift card in there. I was like, okay, Ben, I'll take that.
Nah, man, tell them to take that gift card back. Tell them you want a G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip.
Man, you know we passed that. We passed those days.
Hey, look. You speak for yourself, because I'm going out and getting me a G.I. I want a G.I. Joe with a Kung Fu grip. I want a Mattel head-to-head sports. Remember that head-to-head football you used to play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That used to be the game.
These kids don't know what fun is, do they?
Oh, man, you can sit there and play with somebody. You didn't even have to plug it into a wall. You didn't need internet. All you did was two... two AA batteries, you're ready to roll.
Right.
Those are the good days.
Yeah, man.
Those are the
gosh.
Good days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but most important, you're doing well, family's doing well, everybody's good, right?
Yes, sir. I know you guys are doing good, too, man. I know you and the fam are just – your boys are, man, your boys are just growing up. They're grown men just like our boys are.
Yeah, man. I see their pictures, man. Your food bill is probably a little bit more expensive than mine.
Yeah, we got to make a run to the grocery store quite a few bit more times than you do. But your time is coming, brother. Don't worry about it. It's coming.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, man, your horses will be eating you out of house and home. You'd be like, man, goodness gracious. Didn't we just go to the grocery store? We got to go again?
I say that now sometimes. I was saying, I saw somebody else, I said, Paul Jr., man, it'd be so long and lanky. He doesn't get, you know, he doesn't eat as often, but when he eats, good God, he put it down.
Yeah.
Well, cat could drink milkshakes a day and lose weight.
But, bro, I mean, isn't it good that our boys are happy and healthy and God has blessed them to be that way?
You know, especially on that healthy side, man, because, you know, there's so many kids.
Yes.
You see those commercials and, you know, the kids, the Shriner kids, and you just think how fortunate you are that, you know, you know everyone say they came out with 10 and 10, but, shoot, they came out with 10 mm-hmm. and 10 and cognizant and have all their faculties yes. and feel good. So mm-hmm. I think that's, at the end of the day, the true blessing.
Yes.
So, but
that's that is the reason for the season, right?
Ain't that the truth, man? Ain't that the truth? But it's that time. It's that time where we got hockey talking about their schedule. We got basketball starting. We got football about to get into these playoffs. And I'm looking at this, and I want to give you my power ranking. I know I'm gonna kind of work it as they say. I'm hustling backwards. Before we get into some of the games and some of the teams and all that stuff, I kind of want to give you my power ranking because I want your thoughts on this and the teams that I picked. Now, on the outside looking in, I've got Cincy. I got Indianapolis, Chicago.
You better have Cincy on the outside looking in.
yeah, I know. Way outside. Baltimore, Tampa Bay, and I got the Cardinals all outside looking in. And then at 10, I have the Rams. And I know that seems low for them, but I can't understand this team because of their quarterbacks. 1 week, Jared Goff looks like
yeah.
he's the next coming. The next week, he looks like Tim Tebow. And I, losing to the Jets, I don't care what the situation is. I understand the Jets get paid just like everybody else. But you can't lose at home to the Jets. To me, that speaks of the quarterback as a leader not getting his team in game ready to be the
mm-hmm.
team that was really planned for their draft pick. So I maybe, like I said, I was really high on them, but maybe I'm living in the moment too much, but that game really had me dropping them.
Yeah, man, because I was at the Cardinals game covering that, then we were watching the Rams game on the side, and I'm just like, the Jets go up early, and they just maintain that lead. I'm like, what are the Rams doing? You know, they couldn't convert on third downs. They just couldn't do anything offensively against the Jets. Give the Jets defense credit for, you know, forcing all those three and outs and not letting Jared Goff and his guys do anything, and them getting the win on the road at Inglewood, you know, leaving the wood with their first victory. But still, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot lose to an 0-13 team at home, and you're in the midst of a run for a division championship and, you know, a potential high seed in the playoffs. You cannot stumble like that against the New York Jets at home, a team that's winless, Paul.
Yeah. And a team that you are a 17.5 point
favorite
to beat. Unacceptable. But I have them at number 10. And then I have a team that always gets me in trouble because it's the wife's team and it's the pop's team. I said this when they were 11-3. I said they would end up 12-4 because they cannot run the ball. And if they can't run the ball, Ben can't carry them the way that he did before. I know this
yep.
team has a good record. This team is a fraud. I had them at number 2 a long time because when a team is undefeated, they got to be at number 2 or number 1 in everyone's eyes. But they won't. I have to get back to watching this football. Pittsburgh Steelers are number 9. They can't run the ball. James Conner is a nice change of pace back. He's good when your big guy is out. But as the guy, he's not the guy. And one, his ability never has any availability. So, and they drop a lot
right.
of passes.
Mm-hmm.
I just have the Pittsburgh. I have the Steelers. I don't care if they're 11-3. I have it number 9.
Yeah, I'm looking at their stats right now. They're averaging less than 90 yards rushing a game, Paul. That's next to last. They're next to dead last in the league. Only the Houston Texans are worse than they are as far as running the ball. And I agree with you. If you get to the playoffs, which they will, and you can't run that football, and you have no balance, you have no way of offsetting defenses and kind of throwing them off kilter because they're trying to scheme for a run as opposed to a pass. Now you can't do any play action because the defenses know that you can't run the football, so they're going to come at you. They're going to stack the box and dare Ben Roethlisberger to beat them because they know they can't run the football, so they're just going to keep putting pressure on Ben. And Ben is looking – I mean, he's looking older and older as the weeks go on this season. And I agree with Stephen A. Smith the other day. He was like, you know what? It's a possibility that they could go – they could lose 5 straight to end the season because – They play Indianapolis this week, and then who's their final
Baltimore.
Game? I think it's Cleveland. They play Cleveland.
Cleveland,
of the season. So they could lose 5 straight, Paul, to end the season. And what way is that to back into the playoffs that way? When you were 11-0.
Not only that. I would say not only that, but Cleveland win the division.
Wow.
So yeah, I just
when the Bears were 5-1. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, you know when the Bears were 5-1?
They were a fraud. That 11-0 was a fraud.
And then now you throw on top of that this whole Juju Smith-Schuster thing with the TikTok and dancing and all that stuff. And, you know, now Mike Tomlin's got to deal with that situation. He had to sit down with Smith-Schuster and say, dude, look, okay, you know, this is not the time to be doing this kind of stuff. We're in disarray right now. We're offensively, we're not what we were over the course of a season. This is not the time for you to be doing this stuff and making us making the Steelers look bad, making the organization look bad. It's just another issue to compound the running issues and to compound the issue with Ben Roethlisberger and him not being as effective as he's been in recent years. And of course, just Father Time catches up with everybody in the end, doesn't he?
It really does. And you want to hear something really crazy? One thing I love about football, when Pittsburgh is 11-0 and he's dancing, no one cares. They lose three
right.
straight now to distraction. I understand, but you know what? He had nothing to do with them losing them games in a row. Look, you and I have talked to enough athletes, and yeah, there's bulletin board material, yada, yada. But when you get to a certain level, if that is what is going to make you play harder, you weren't playing hard to begin with. You know, if it happens in game, do you remember back in the day when T.O. went to the star and I think it was Teague that ran up and tackled him off of it? That's one thing. But if dudes dance on it before the game and you sit there and 30 plays into the game, that's when you – come on. There ain't nobody thinking about that. TikTok. Now, the only TikTok we think about is the clock. At number 8, I have Miami. Number 7, I have Cleveland. And number 6, I have Seattle. What do you think of that order?
I could go with that, yeah. Especially, I'll go with Seattle number 6, especially coming off that win at FedEx Field against the Washington football team. That was a good win for them to go cross country. Yeah, it came kind of close at the end. Washington came back on them. But it's tough to go across country and play a team that's that good defensively that Washington is. Yeah, they've got offensive struggles, you know, with Alex Smith being out, and now you've got Dwayne Haskins there and issues with him as well. But Washington's offense is not going to get them anywhere. But their defense is really good. But Seattle to go to Washington and get that victory, yeah, I put them at number 6. I like that 8-7-6, yes.
You mean strip club Haskins?
Yep. No, he said it was a birthday. No, he said it was a birthday party, Paul, for his girlfriend. It was not a strip club like James Harden.
Hold up. Let me back up.
What?
Let me back up. So, hold on. Hold on, Ed. Hold on. You saw the picture, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What was their birthday party? Because I'm looking at the picture now, and what birthday party?
He said his girlfriend's birthday party. It was at a hotel where strippers were present. So technically, Paul, it's not a strip club. They just happened to have strippers there at a hotel somewhere in the DMV at his girlfriend's birthday party.
So let me see if I get this right. So let me back up, because I don't want to talk about the young man and tell mistruths. And I know we got a commercial break to come to before we do this other five. But I got to wrap this up real quick. So let me see if I understand this. So he wasn't at a strip club. He was at a hotel with strippers for his girlfriend's party.
Yeah, his girlfriend's birthday party, yes.
We'll be back after this break. This is K-Show with PLR. Hang with Ed Cozy.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on the Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to the Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you on Friday Eve on Christmas Eve. Live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Every Thursday is Cigars with the Cave Show. Make sure you check us out every day on replay if you missed the live show on KSRN. Download the app from your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Remember, every day you can get the Cave Show live just by going to the Sports Cave. Remember, every cave is with the cave. Go to sportscave.com, hit that Listen Live button, and you are on with us as we are aired on BTR and KSRN Live 1 o'clock every day. If you go to that website, sportscave.com, click that Listen Live button anytime outside of 1 o'clock, you get a full list of all of our shows. Pick one that you like to listen to or pick one that you never heard. Either way, check out on our webpage on the left-hand side. We have some of our favorite shows and some of our favorite interviews up there as well. So no excuse not to all immersed in the Cave Show over at sportscave.com. On the Kerry Lackey Law Line with me, of course, I got my brother, the one and only, Ed Cole. You know him, Inside Sports Phoenix. He's all over the place. He is everywhere. He is probably one of the best sports personalities you're going to find and one of the most knowledgeable cats in the business. Ed, I had to go to commercial because I was about to say something, and every now and then I say stuff, and it just comes out. So to stop myself from just saying something, I just went to commercial, and I figured it was time for the break anyway, and I'll leave this young man alone with, you know, how he gets down is how he gets down. Number five, I have New Orleans. I don't think this is a Super Bowl team. I keep hearing experts talk about them being a Super Bowl team, and then I believe they do it out of respect for Drew Brees, but Drew is done. He threw a 50-yarder to Emmanuel Sanders last week. That was the longest pass he had thrown all year. I just think he's washed in terms of arm strength. He's not washed in terms of knowledge of the game. He can still kill you at 70% completion, throwing those 8 and 9 yard dink and dunks. But I have no faith in New Orleans. I think they're a solid team, but I have no faith in them.
I have faith in them defensively. Their defense is outstanding, but you're right. for Drew Brees to come back from 11 rib injuries and everything else is going with him physically, I just don't know how effective and how strong he's going to be once they hit the playoffs, Paul. Again, he's been beat up too much, and he's not as strong as he used to be, clearly, from a physical standpoint, but I just don't know if he can take them to a championship. And Michael Thomas is on IR. Hopefully, they're hoping to have him back for the playoffs, but how effective can Michael Thomas be? How effective will Drew Brees be, as we said? Will they work in Alvin Kamara some more? Because he's been kind of lost in the mix from an offensive standpoint. So if it's not Drew Brees, do you think Taysom Hill can take them anywhere in the playoffs?
No. Did that take too long for me to answer? No. He is not an everyday quarterback. He isn't. He doesn't even take all the snaps in practice. But okay, let me ask you a question. If he was truly the best option to play quarterback, once Drew Brees got hurt, wouldn't he only be in quarterback meetings? But he doesn't even go to all quarterback meetings. Because he's in the wide receiver meeting for that, the tight ends meeting for that, the running back meeting for that. If Drew Brees is hurt and he's your only option at QB, seems to me that then keeping him healthy would be the best way, which means you don't want him running gadget plays when Drew Brees is now healthy because you got to maintain mm-hmm. him and keep him healthy. So if you're not doing that, you're basically telling me he really isn't your backup emergency quarterback that you expect to take you long-term, long-run in the playoffs. Doesn't that sound odd to you?
It does, but I think Sean Payton is so enamored with everything that Taysom can do, being a wide receiver, being a tight end, a blocker. You know, he can run the football. He's good on special teams. Sean is just looking at Taysom as a whole, like, man, oh, my gosh, we got this kid here that can do it all, instead of, like, honing in on what he really needs from Taysom is to be a quarterback and develop himself even more as a quarterback, especially with Drew struggling with his health right now. And he's clearly nowhere near 100%. You need to have a good, competent, strong backup to Drew Brees in case something happens to him again and he gets injured before the playoffs. And then you're like, okay, then where are we right now? Do we really trust Taysom Hill to that? Can he lead us to the promised land? Does Sean Payton believe he can take them to the Super Bowl?
I don't think he does. I think he's playing the season out in hopes that Drew Brees is going to be A-okay. That's the way it looks to me. At number four, I have the Green Bay Packers.
They do
a lot of things that people say, oh, well, this is why they can't win. This is why. Every time I hear why they can't win, it seems like they come out and win. And for everything they do wrong, they're 11-3. So I'm trying to figure out, well, exactly what do they do right then? Because I don't know. I think this team with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback can go pretty far with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback.
You got that right. He is playing at an MVP level. Clearly him and Patrick Mahomes are 1 and 2, however you want to rank them as far as MVP goes. It's between number 15 and Aaron Rodgers. And Davante Adams is absolutely just out of this world. We talk about DeAndre Hopkins as an alien and Patrick Mahomes is an alien. The way Devontae's been playing, he's been playing at an alien-type level. This kid, just all he does is catch passes and score touchdowns. And that's why Aaron Rodgers loves him. And you've got Aaron Jones back there, a really strong running back there. So Aaron has got some weapons to throw to. Alan Lazard, he stays healthy. He's really good. Robert Tonyan, a really good tight end that Green Bay has. So Aaron's got some weapons, and you're right, 11-3. It's hard to fault a team that's 11-3, you know.
Yeah. So at number three, I have a little bit of a stretch. The two things I believe in: if you can run, and you got a freak that's running the ball, when that weather gets bad in the playoffs, and that weather's getting bad this time of year, and everybody knows you're going to run the ball, and this freak still runs the ball for 120 yards a game.
Wouldn't his name be Derrick
Henry?
I like Tennessee.
You know who I'm talking about.
Bruh.
I just like Tennessee.
Bruh.
I think this is a good football team.
I do. I agree. They are an excellent football team. Ryan Tannehill went there and just absolutely resurrected his career there. Ryan Tannehill has numbers that's equal to – I think they flashed some stats on their game last week. He has some stats that are equal to what Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes and other quarterbacks are doing right now. And you add on to the fact that, like you said, they've got an absolute monster at running back in Derrick Henry that nobody can stop. Dude, Paul, he is trucking grown men like they're kids. These are grown men, professional athletes, and they cannot stop him. He's running over him like Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
The boy's unstoppable.
Wait a second now. You know you aged yourself, right?
Yes.
I'm proud to
talk about number 34.
Earl could play. But, yeah, no, I think they'll go far. Number two, it took a while for everyone to take them seriously. Buffalo's no joke. And bringing Diggs over and signing him as a free agent was probably one of the best moves because you have a trustworthy receiver for your young quarterback.
Yes,
you don't have a stud running back, but you have a solid running game. And their defense is starting to solidify at just the right time. Buffalo, to me, is the second-best team in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. I love the secondary that they have defensively. And like you said, Stephon Diggs coming over, that is one of the best free agent signings that any team has made in the offseason. For them to bring him over, and what he did against Denver, I mean, it is the Broncos, but for them to go out to Denver, he caught 11 passes for almost 150 yards. Plus, he's got Cole Beasley there. They've got Knox. They've got Kumaro, Devin Singletary. That's the one thing that may bite them, Paul, in the playoffs. If they cannot run the football, and we talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers not being able to run the football, Buffalo's going to have to be able to run the football and keep this thing balanced to make it even tougher for defenses to scheme against Josh Allen. Because if you get a guy like Zach Moss, he had 13 rushes for 81 yards against Buffalo. If they can develop that kind of rushing game, they had almost 200 yards rushing against Denver. If they can run the football like that, and you throw in Josh Allen, the kid threw for almost 400 yards and two touchdowns against Denver, that offense is almost unstoppable. And, again, I love their defense. And, yeah, Buffalo is very strong.
And in a rush, in a clutch, hell, even you could scheme a couple running plays for their quarterback because of his athleticism.
Yes.
So I think that's the biggest difference between them and Pittsburgh. Big Ben isn't going to run anywhere. Josh Allen can tuck and go if he needs to. And then, obviously, we know who the number one team is, and we're not going to take 10 minutes to describe why Kansas City is the number one team because we could do a whole show on that. But what just does it for me with knowing this dude is already an alien, and maybe I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. In the same game, this dude had a defensive lineman in front of him, dropped down and threw his sidearm. Four or five plays later, they send an all-out blitz on him. And he keeps backing up and then throws a 30-yard dart off his back foot down the field to Tariq Hill. Against New Orleans last week, they said, fine, we're going to take the long game away from you. And he throws that stupid, incredible pass to Mecole Hardman in the end zone that if he doesn't catch it, no one catches it. There is no quarterback. And listen, I know that Tom Brady is the GOAT. He's the most accomplished. I know before him, it was Joe Montana. I get all that. On their best day, they do not have the athleticism, the touch on the ball, or the angles to throw every pass. If this kid just even wins one more Super Bowl, just one more, and his career goes on and it's elongated like those guys, he is the best quarterback I've ever seen play. It's just that simple to me. I've never seen anyone more talented than him that utilizes all his talent. And he's incredibly smart. There is nothing you throw at him, which tells me, you know what, I put him like a Michael or a Kobe that prepared for every situation. So nothing caught him off guard. He goes into that New Orleans game. They're covering all the deep passes. He's like, okay, cover deep passes. Watch this. I've never seen anything like him. Never.
Yeah, dude, it's like he's out there playing Madden football. Just the stuff that he does, it just defies the laws. It defies gravity, and it just defies all logic. That that Patrick Mahomes is able to do all this stuff that he does. Like you said, that throw he threw to Hardman, it was unbelievable how he threaded the needle, and he threw it exactly where Hardman could only catch it. And when they zoomed in on that and they showed him actually catching that ball, I'm just like, how in the world did he throw that football? And how was he able, like you said, to roll out to his left, and he kept rolling and rolling, and the defense rolled with him, and he just threw off his back foot and threw an absolute dime to Hardman. I'm just like, this dude is he is an alien, like you said, Paul. He's inhuman. This guy is not of this world. And you, like you said, I don't see anybody beating the Chiefs. They are absolutely unstoppable. When Patrick Mahomes is on his game like that, there's nobody that's going to beat them. I would love to see them and the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship to see if the Bills can get them. But, yeah, even as good as the Bills are, they can't beat the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs are just giving teams points. Anyway, I'll tell you what. We'll spot 210 today. You know, I'm going to give you a stat before we go to commercial. He has won 90% of the games he's played when trailing by 10 points. Let me repeat that one more time. With Kansas City trailing by 10, he's come back and won 90% of the games.
Including the Super Bowl, right?
Okay. Let that sink in while we take this quick commercial. It's Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show every single Thursday right down here. Make sure you check us out every Thursday, every day, actually. Make sure you're checking us out on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. Website is thesportscave.com, and you can get me directly at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Got my main man here, the one and only Ed Cole, Inside Sports personality here in Phoenix, and the former media director, digital media director for the Washington football team. So,
Merry Christmas.
So, Ed, I'm sorry for that quick pause, but down here at Maduro's, not only did I get two hella cigars as a gift from Maduro's from Mr. Ron Harden, who runs a great establishment in Ashton and a Fuente, but one of the gentlemen that's here listening to us actually came over with a cigar himself for me. So I am loaded up here. So I'd share that with everyone when they heard the hesitation in my comeback.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I thought I'd share it. So I got
a Merry Christmas to you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, you know. So let me ask you this. Unfortunately, I didn't load them up because I'd be playing them, but I got to ask you this. I'm going to put you on the spot because I know I'm going to get the truth out of you. Not that you don't ever tell anything about the truth. You made me sick with that nonsense because you're too innocent. Three best Christmas songs. What are they, in your opinion?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. One would have to be we were just listening to it in the car, by the Jackson 5. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Okay.
that's probably my favorite. Mariah. All I Want for Christmas. And
yep.
Hey, what's a good? I'm asking Adrian. What's a good? This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. Yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Now
you don't know nothing about Donny Hathaway, Paul. You don't know nothing.
Ma'am, can I share something with you? I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
You know why I'm glad you brought that up? He's a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Now, do you want me to get started with talking about Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated? Because we still got 25 minutes. I can go for 25 minutes about Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. You know, the father to all fraternities. All of them.
I know you can.
All of them. If it wasn't for us, there'd be no Qs. There'd be no noobs. There'd be no sigmas. They should give us a thank you note every year. But I won't get into that. So do I know Donny Hathaway? You mean Donny Hathaway? Yes, I do know Brother Donny Hathaway. But you missed one of the big ones. You missed one of the big ones, Ed, when you were giving me the songs. You missed Christmas Just Ain't Christmas. The OJs. I know you don't want me to sing it.
Yeah.
I can sing it if you want me to. If you don't want me to sing, I can sing.
No, don't desecrate a classic.
You hear it playing in the background, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now you forgot that one. See, this is where I have to come in. This is where I got to step in. And you're forgetting all the good ones. I'm sorry. Now where you from again? They play good music where you from, right?
Yeah, they play good music back in Maryland. Absolutely.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, because funny to me, you're missing some good ones, Ed. You're missing some good ones because I don't know how you can name the top three Christmas songs without throwing young Stevie Wonder in there. See, that's number two. That's number two. You know what I'm talking about? What Christmas means to me. And then you get to the Mariah. Now I know Donny Hathaway, Brother Donny Hathaway. You can interchange him and Mariah. But Christmas just ain't Christmas. With Eddie LaVert yelling in the background, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
True.
On the line with me, I had to carry Lackey Longline. It's my brother, the one and only Ed Cole. But you know what? You can't go wrong with none of them. You really can't.
Oh, of course.
You really can't go.
There
can't
is
go
no
wrong
right
with.
And wrong when it comes to great Christmas songs. There is no right and wrong.
No. That's something that's kind of corny. But you know what? It's like the Hallmark Christmas movie. By the way, how did Hallmark get all that money to make like 500 Christmas movies? And they're all the same.
Cars they sold. If it's
the same movie. They're all the same movie, though. It's always the girl goes out of town because she had a bad breakup, and then she meets the love of her life that was in high school and something happened. They're all the same movie.
Evidently it appeals to a lot of people, Paul.
It really does. I know you heard that Mikal Bridges intro. Now, I got to admit it. I don't want to admit it, but you know what? I got to tell on myself. I'm watching the game last night, and I'm all geek. I'm ready to watch the Suns play the game. I'm watching the first quarter. So I'm watching the second quarter, and I caught couchitis. And for those of you that don't know what couchitis is, it's when you sit on the couch and start watching something, and the next thing you know, you're calling hogs. I mean, I was out. You sent me a text, and I was out. What woke me up is Amir comes downstairs with a laptop. That's my youngest son up there for those of you that don't know. With a laptop at 12 o'clock almost. I'm like, yo, man, you better put that up and go to bed. And then I saw your text. I was like, man, I was out. Slept through the game, slept through the press conference at the end. Watched the game though on I DVR'd it, so I watched it like at 3 a.m. because I woke back up and the Suns, Ed. I do. I've been saying it. I like the Suns.
Yeah, me too. That was a good win over a really good Dallas Mavericks team. And, I mean, it helped them that Luka started off not shooting that well. He was 0-for-5. Of course, the boy's going to ball out. He ended up with 32, but on their end, Mikal, we talked about Mikal, 18 points. For him, 7 rebounds. I was looking just stats right now. I'm looking at them. 33 of their 48 rebounds came from their starters. They had I'm doing quick math here. 13 of their 21 assists came from their starters. So their starters came out and played really well. Book had 22, and they got good contributions off the bench from Cam Johnson, Cameron Payne, Langston Galloway had 11 points in 9 minutes. So they got contributions from their starters, and we mentioned and stuff off the bench. It was a really good win, and also it didn't hurt that the Dallas Mavericks only shot 24% from 3-point range. That helped too.
Yeah. Yeah, and Aiden has to stay out of foul trouble, though. He cannot get himself in foul trouble like that early in the game. Just cannot, especially when you're playing against a team that really has no inside presence that can stop you defensively. He's got to stay out of foul trouble. It's a must.
Yes.
It's an absolute must. And I think that'll
because
be the key.
If he didn't get so much foul trouble last night, Paul, he would have had way more than 13 points and 8 rebounds. You know that. But he's got those 3 quick fouls, and I'm just like, well, Monty's got to sit him because clearly you don't want to get him in even deeper foul trouble.
Exactly. And he's got to – you know what? He's got to play better. And I think he will. Honestly, I think between Booker and Chris Paul, it'll come out. He'll play better. But here's the difference that I want everyone to understand about the Suns. Aiden gets in foul trouble – last year, towards the start of the season, Suns lose that game.
Yes, they do.
This is a whole different team. This team is different. Mentally, they're different. Mikal Bridges was on his Zoom call yesterday, and I said there just seems to be a different vibe about this team. And he's, you know, he said straight out, he goes, "We have an expectation to win." And I know we talked about this. During the summer in the bubble, this team is different with Monty and with James and now with Chris Paul and with Booker. They're mentally a different team. They're not the SOSs anymore, the same old Suns.
And, Paul, that's refreshing and reassuring to hear that Mikal Bridges will say that we have an expectation to win. How many times – Over the last decade, and I'm going to bring it up. How many times over the last decade have we heard that from Suns players in the past before Monty and James Jones took over? How many players count on 2 fingers? Probably players that would say, "Yeah, we have an expectation to win here," because that wasn't the case for the past decade before the new regime came.
It's a totally different team, and I don't get too worked up over one game. It's the start of the season.
No.
We've seen them, a couple years ago, we've seen them beat the Lakers.
Plenty of games left.
Yeah, we've seen them beat the Lakers a couple years ago on the opener, and his book said in his Zoom call the other day, you know what, we've had other season openers, but we're going to approach the season, you know, one game at a time. We know what we have to build up on, and we welcome the challenge, and we welcome people coming at us a little bit more than what they did before. So I think this team is ready to go. I'm not too excited now. I will tell you this. I watched my Bulls play before the Suns game. And I'm not going to make too much. Again, it's just one game. But you can tell what I looked at was the difference between these teams. The Suns, when things were going a little haywire, they looked to each other last night to feed off each other. My Bulls, they went into hero mode. Everyone put their cape on. Zach put his cape on. Cody put his cape on. It's going to be a lot of work to turn that team around. And that's as much as I'm going to say about it, because I know indignity on your part is about to start. Because when I said something about Chicago, and I'm not going to deal with that indignity on Christmas Eve. So,
well, Paul, I mean, you can't give up 83 points to the Atlanta Hawks in a one half of basketball and expect to come out victorious. I mean, Laurie played good last night. He had 21, and Zach had 22, and Porter Jr. had 14 off the bench. But you cannot go down 13 points after the first quarter, give up 42 in the first quarter. That's a recipe for complete disaster.
Why are we breaking this game down, Ed? See, what I had said was that was all I was going to say about it. And then the indignity started. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you saw I gave love to Laurie and Zach LaVine and Otto Porter Jr. Did I?
Yeah, no, because Zach LaVine actually picked up too many fouls early and had to go to the bench. So you're making me now get into the game, and I didn't want to get into a game that we gave up 83 points in the first half. I'm going to take a hard left because we only got 15 minutes. We got a lot of stuff we got to get into. First off, bring up your standings because I'm going to tell you the teams in the East that are going to make the playoffs. And so you can jot them down and tell me if I'm off, but I have Miami, Brooklyn, the Pacers, mm-hmm. Philadelphia,
yes.
Boston, Milwaukee, Toronto, and Washington. I think Bill Westbrook, Bryant, and Bertans get some in.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Russell went off last night and did what Russell does, gets triple-doubles in his first game with the Wizards, even though they lost in Philadelphia. But Russell looks good right out of the gate. He looks rejuvenated. He's glad to be with the new team. But, yeah, I think the Wizards are going to be – they're going to be good this year. Don't sleep on the Wizards. Just like Charles Barkley said, don't sleep on the Wizards. Yeah, please don't.
I didn't even hear Chuck say that, believe it or not. So he'll be happy for him to know that he's in good company with what I just said. Anyway, in the West, I got the Clippers, Utah, Phoenix, Dallas,
yes.
Denver, the Lakers, Portland at 7. The 8th seed, I'm going to toss up between San Antonio and the Pelicans.
Yes. Do you think Memphis could be in the mix for that 7th or 8th spot?
If Jaren Jackson comes back and plays well, yes. If Jaren Jackson is out any longer or takes a long time to get reacclimated, no. They absolutely need him. So that's why I'm leaning towards no, because I don't know what kind of hole they're going to dig themselves in. Plus, remember last year, they played well. The meat of their schedule was at the end, and it caught up to them. And that was with Jaren Jackson.
Yes.
So without him, I'm really worried about what they'll do.
Yeah,
so that's
the Pelicans kind of intrigue me. I mean, just what they did against Toronto, you know, beating them down there in Tampa. I mean, Ingram had 24, Zion had 15, and Eric Bledsoe. That starting five is kind of interesting with Steven Adams in the middle and Ball. You know, those four of those five had points off, and then J.J. Redick coming off the bench with 23. I like this New Orleans Pelicans team. Do you?
So do I. Yeah, I love them, and I especially love Brandon Ingram. To be honest with you, I love the way he plays basketball, big time. And I'm not going to get into seedings and all that stuff, other than the fact that when people ask me where the Suns land, I tell them I think they'll end somewhere between 5 and 6. That's as far as I'm going to go, because I definitely think the Clippers, the Lakers, and Denver are going to be in the 3, and we'll see what happens with Utah. But I got Suns coming in at 5. 5th seed, 6th seed, somewhere in there.
I can see that. And we just have to wait and see what the Rockets are going to do. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with Harden. If he gets traded, then how are the Rockets going to look? How are they going to react to that? And what kind of Rockets team is going to be there moving forward if James Harden is not there? You just don't, there's so many variables that you don't know about with the Houston Rockets.
Even if he is there, he has no interest in being there. The guys there don't really like him, and they're not going to rally around him. So I think he'll actually do more harm to him by staying than leaving. But on the line, on the Kerry Lackey line, the one and only Ed Cole. Ed, we're going to step away for 15 seconds, and then we come back. You know what's coming when we come back?
Time for those picks.
Time for the picks. Probably one of the most amount of fun you're going to have this week. This is the Cave Show for PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're checking us out on here. Ed thinks he knows the beat to Cool with Morris Day and the Time, but you know you know a couple tracks here and there. Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from the Joe's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. It is cigars with Cave Show as usual every Thursday Friday Eve, Christmas Eve, and this is that time. Ed Cole, it's time. It's time for us to do what we do. You go about it the nice way and tell people what to do when they want to have a little bit of fun. Me, on the other hand, you're going to get some Christmas gifts, and you're going to hate them. There's going to be a couple you like. There's going to be a bunch of hate because a lot of people don't know how to give good gifts. So what I'm going to do for you is give you a little pocket change so you can take the crap they bought you back, throw an extra couple dollars on, and get yourself something that you like. As we're about to give you these NFL picks, Ed is giving it to you for fun. I'm letting you know if gambling is legal in your state, do it. And if not, find yourself a good bookie. Let's get this rolling with the first pick. Minnesota goes to New Orleans. New Orleans is favored by 7 points. Who you got?
I'll take New Orleans in the points.
Absolutely not. Minnesota's going to cover. New Orleans may win, but Minnesota's going to cover that 7. I like what Dalvin Cook can do running the ball, and I love Jefferson as a receiver. I think they got something for New Orleans because the last time they played him down there didn't go that well for New Orleans. Tampa Bay goes to Detroit. Tampa Bay is favored by 10 points on the road. Who you got?
You know what? I'm going to take Tampa, but I think the Lions are going to cover that. But I'm taking Tampa to win in Detroit.
I'm with you. I have Tampa to win, but 10-point dog at home, I think Detroit's better than that. Give me Detroit as a flat-out, I guess it's an outright win because they're going to cover. Miami goes to Las Vegas to play Marcus Mariota and the Raiders. Dolphins favored by 3. Who you got?
I'm thinking Miami to go to Vegas and get that victory. I think it's going to be more than by. They're going to win by more than 3 points, in my opinion, Paul. I think so.
I agree. I'm with you. Miami takes the point. Atlanta goes to KC to take on that alien, and Kansas City's favored by 10.5. Who you got?
I'll take the Chiefs in the points. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man, they could give the Chiefs 17.5. I'm taking them over Atlanta. Sorry, but on the road, outside, in weather, and number 15 players for Kansas City, take the points. This is my 100% guaranteed block of the week. Take some money out of your kids' college fund. You're going to win some loot this week. Up next, Cleveland goes to New York to play the Jets. They're favored by 9.5.
They're going to beat the Jets by worse than that, by more than that, but take Cleveland.
I'm with you. Take Cleveland in this game as well. But you know what, Ant? I think 9.5 is too much for Cleveland. I'll take the Jets in this, not a squeaker, but I don't know if they're gonna win by 10. Indianapolis goes to Pittsburgh. Indy is favored by 1.5.
I'm taking Indianapolis, but I think it's gonna be by more than 1.5. I love the Colts defense, and I think with the Steelers not being able to run, they're gonna make it even worse and even harder for Ben to get points against them. So take Indianapolis.
Giants go to Baltimore. Baltimore's favored by 10.5.
You didn't pick your game. You didn't pick your winner, Colts Steelers.
I went where I was going. The Giants. I have a roadmap. A little different. Your roadmap says go here. My roadmap says go there. The Giants at Baltimore. 10.5.
The Giants' offense is really bad. I think the Ravens are going to shut them down. Yeah, take Ravens in the points because the Giants' offense is really bad, and the Ravens are going to shut them down. If they have Colt McCoy, yeah, go to Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't care if they have Colt McCoy, Steve McCoy, Ron McCoy. Baltimore is winning. And the first set of who cares games, and we're going to fly by these who care games, Cincinnati goes to Houston. Houston's favored by 7.5. I don't give a crap. Who you got?
Houston, who
take
cares?
Take Houston in a point. Denver goes to the Chargers. The Chargers favored by 3 points. Who you got?
Who cares? Chargers.
Who cares? Chargers. Philadelphia, Dallas. Philly favored by 2.5 at home.
I'm going Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. They're gonna. I got them winning down in Arlington. Go with the Eagles.
You know what? I'm with you too. Let's do that. Washington football team, your old crew. They're favored by 3 over Carolina. Who you with, Teddy Two Gloves or Washington?
I'm going with my Washington football team. They are going to clinch the NFC East division after beating the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Go with Washington.
The most bettable game of the week. Seattle is at home against the Rams. The Rams have beaten them over and over and over. But Seattle's at home favored by only 1 point, which basically means they win, you win. Who you got?
I'm going with the Rams. I got the Rams upsetting them in Seattle, yes.
Jared Goff can't play on the road. Give me Seattle, take that point. Tennessee goes to Green Bay. I think this is going to be the game of the week. Green Bay served by 3.5.
Man, this is going to be a great Sunday night game. If the Packers can't stop Derrick Henry, that may not – the Packers won't even cover that. But I'm going – you know, I'm going Tennessee to knock off the Packers. Upset.
I'm with you 100%. I'm with you for the road upset. Buffalo goes to New England. Buffalo's favored by 7.
Take the Bills and the points. They're too
Please,
good right
all
now.
Day
They're
long.
Yeah, absolutely.
All day long. I'm with you. San Francisco comes to Arizona to play on Prime Video only. Boy, the Cardinal fans are getting screwed out of this one. They're favored by 5.
Aren't they? I would take the Cardinals in the points. The 49ers are a broken team right now in many ways, and the Cardinals need this victory. They're playing for something meaningful to stay in the playoff hunt. Take the Cardinals in the points.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
I'm going to give you one chance.
Tell him, Richard.
I'm going to give you one chance to get this right. You got one chance. Chicago goes to Jacksonville. Jacksonville is in the driver's seat to get the number one pick in the draft. The Bears are playing good football lately. They're a 7.5-point favorite. You can't mess this one up this week, no matter how indignant you're going to try to be. And I know you're going to try to be indignant. Who you got in this game, man?
I've got to go with Chicago. I think it's going to be worse than 7.5. I got Chicago just going into Jacksonville and just pretty much steamrolling them out of there. The Jaguars have nothing to play for but Trevor Lawrence. So take Chicago.
Take Chicago. Take the points. I tell you what. Here's what I'll do. The first person that texts or tweets me that they're going to go with Chicago, and Chicago covers, because I know they will, I will personally buy you a cigar from Maduro, leave it at the front. All you have to do is buy a complimentary cigar to get the free one I buy you. That's how sure I am. Take Chicago in the place.
Coach Steelers, is your role going to end up back in Pittsburgh? Or
did I not pick them?
No, you did not.
Oh.
No, you glossed over them to go to Giants Ravens.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, who's Pittsburgh playing again?
The Indianapolis Colts.
No, we picked the Colts.
I did. You didn't.
Oh, give me the Colts. I'm sorry. Give me the Colts. All right, Ed. We've got 45 seconds. Tell everyone how they get a hold of you.
Inside Sports Network. Check us out every week. Joanna and Paul and I, we tape our shows every week. This past week, we had John Bloom on with us, Suns broadcaster, great broadcast on that, on KSRN. And check me out on Twitter at EdCole43, on Instagram at EdwardCole301.
And you can get me, of course, at SportsCave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Caves with a K, at SportsCave.com. Cave is with the K, and on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Now, this is the last live show this week. Everyone enjoy their holiday, their Christmas tomorrow. Next week, we are on New Year's Eve, and we're on Monday. The rest of the shows will be on course. So, Brother Ed, man, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Christmas with the family tomorrow, and I appreciate you hopping on with me today, as we do it, and next week we'll give them some more winners on Thursday.
You too, brother. Love you, man. Love you and your family. God bless all you guys, and have a great holiday. All of our listeners, happy holidays. God bless all of you guys. Stay masked up, and we will talk to you. We'll talk to you next week on New Year's Eve.